Ой, да, фанки, чок, еще раз, фанки, чок, еще раз, фанки,
teaching them to love all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, in the end of this age. So, Mark 16. For the 16. It is. Which you got to the creature? Say, he that believeth and his baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. And this man shall follow them that believe. In my name will cast out devils. Will speak with me tongues. Will take up serpents and will eat any of the nation of God. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. So then after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere with the Lord walking in with them and confirming this, that the word is signed for them. Hallelujah. So he said, emphatically, that you cannot have a savior that is not really savior. Hallelujah. But what is called the soter? The fact of the soter is that the soter who is the savior will be found with those whom he saved. Hallelujah. Never forget that. Never forget that. Never forget that. Then someone said, well, how do you know?
I said, because some sort of open in their world.
When you go down, robots are in their world.
Why must we go down to their world to find out things?
Verify how. Hallelujah.
You must always learn to go back to their world because scripture wasn't written in your world. Wasn't written in your day. Wasn't written in your time.
Hallelujah.
And because now that before, many of times you have to go back to their culture. To sit in the seat of the false audience. So when you sit in that seat, you must bear in mind that you are in their culture, you are in their world, you are listening to, you are hearing what they hear. Hallelujah. So, very vital, many a times you have to go back to their world.
Hallelujah. I was speaking with a young guy. That was yesterday, yesterday. And he was asking some funny questions. And I said to him, an atheist. And I said to him, the reason for some of your misconception of what you read in scriptures is because you are not that intelligent to see, and you don't read a book that has been written for 1,000 years in your ear, in your world.
Hallelujah.
And I gave him an example.
Amen?
Give him an example.
That would be like Shakespeare. You can't read Shakespeare in your world today.
Hallelujah.
You can't. But you're going to miss it. In fact, there will be a disconnect.
Reading Chinua Achebe's book, Things Fall Apart, outside his world, you will miss it.
Hallelujah.
Outside his world.
You can't read it in your world today.
Hallelujah.
So many a times, people have that disconnect when they are not found in that audience. And in that audience, Jesus said to that audience, I am with you. The fact of the fact that he is the Savior.
Hallelujah.
If he never said that, we don't wonder if he really the Savior. But he said, I am with you.
Did you see that?
It's a prominent word you find all through. Both in his earth work. When I mean earth work, in incarnation and in resurrection. Jesus will be found with his people. In John 14, he said to them in John 14, 16, I have prayed the Father and will give you another comforter, Allos para akletos. That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, God never see him alone. They will know if I shall be with you and shall dwell in you. I mean, if I shall be with you and shall be with you.
Hallelujah. And then I will not leave you orphans of this age. He said, I will come to you.
You see that?
Hallelujah.
I will come to you. That is, I will be found with you. I will be found amongst you.
Did you see that?
A major fact of the Savior. And Jesus will be with you from the Exodus. He said that they may do, make me a sanctuary and I may dwell amongst them. Exodus. That I may dwell amongst them. So God's fact, the fact of God as a deliverer is that he will be found amongst them.
Amen. That is John. I just read John 14.
Amen. We get to the book of Acts. If we get to the book of Acts, it was a fact of their teaching. In fact, In Acts of Apostles chapter 9, when Paul had the encounter on his way to Damascus, what did Jesus say to him? He asked, "Who are you?" He says, "I am he whom thou persecutest." Paul was going to persecute the believers in Damascus. And here is Jesus saying, "I am he whom you persecute." That is, because I will be found in my kingdom. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hope you are seeing that. So that is a major fact. I am that dwells in us. He dwells in us. Hopefully, he dwells with us because he is in us. We'll find him in us. Hallelujah. So therefore, a fact of the gospel is that Jesus never departed from the believer. He never left the earth. He is with the believer. He is with us all the time. Hope you're following me. Jesus is with the believer. And Jesus with the believer, you'll find out the I am is the Rapha. That we saw all that last week. The I am is the Rapha. Exodus chapter number 3. Exodus chapter number 15. Exodus 15. He is the Rapha. He is the physician. Am I looking at Jesus, the physician? Hallelujah. 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 I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is the Rapha. The one that healeth. Healeth. The one that healeth. I would say Jesus the Rapha. Jesus the healer. He doesn't bring sicknesses on people. Right? He heals them. So that means God wants us well. God wants us healed. God wants us healed. He wants us well. God, we said this the last time, we're doing a recap. God is not in any way involved in sickness. He's not in any way involved in disease or in death. A young lady said, if there is God, why would God just sit and allow a young child suffer sickle cell? Amen. Say, why would God just sit down and allow a young child suffer the pains of sickle cell trauma? And I said to him, God is not involved. He was surprised. I guess that was the first time he's hearing someone that is a pastor or a religious person according to him speak that way. He's surprised. He said, why would I say that? I said, because God isn't involved. Things don't go on and you say God is in it. No. Amen. You can say God is in everything. He said, well, God is supreme. He takes decision. No, I said, no, that is not God's supremacy. Hope you're following me. God's supremacy is that he gave man the choice. Man had the ability to reproduce men. Hallelujah. So God didn't reproduce the sickle cell. It's the parents that did so. I told him that you are well educated to know that an heir will give birth to heirs. It's not God involved. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Man had that ability to reproduce himself. You mustn't change that fast. Glory to God. Mustn't change that fast. Now, are you trying to say God is not involved in Hiroshima war? I say, how can God be involved in Hiroshima war? How? Are you trying to say God is involved in Russia and Ukraine war? No. Hallelujah. Amen. It's man's decision. How are you following me? It's man's decision. So therefore, you know, such misconception. Hallelujah. Such misconception. But you know what? God offers a solution to man's problem. Hallelujah. Yes. That's what God does. He gives man ability to choose what he wants, yet when man messes up, God has the solution. What is the solution? Healing is in God. He's the healer. Amen. He's the healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today on the topic of healing. The topic of healing, like I said, is not a message that you said is nice. I don't need healing now. No. It's a message you must always hear. Because if you don't need healing, you might have someone around you that may require healing. Hallelujah. So you have to be around in the subject of healing. In the subject of healing. So God wants us well. God wants us well. Hope you're there with me. God wants us well. God wants us healed. God doesn't want us in pain. No. And your father is in itself. The healer. glory of God. Mm-hmm. We see it. Hallelujah. All true scriptures. We see it all true scriptures. God is the healer. In number 21, number 21 says, they had an epidemic.
From verse 6 to verse 9, the reader.
They had an epidemic. How to stick to 1 hour.
We put in school for 1 hour.
Just healing stream meeting.
I mean healing meeting for 1 hour.
To stick to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they had an epidemic. They had, what do you call it? Snake poison in town. Hallelujah. Someone said it was God that sent the snake. How would God have sent the snake?
Amen.
Then after this series of teaching on healing, we're going to look at revelation of God. God didn't do that.
Hallelujah.
But they had an epidemic in town. But what did God do? God will always offer solution. Hallelujah. So God offers them a solution of healing. Hope you're following me. God offers them a solution of healing. So God is the healer. Hope you're hearing me. See, if there's nothing, I say that to people, if there is nothing, or if there's anything rather, that you believe in, always say to yourself, God is the healer. God heals. He's still in the business of healing. Hallelujah. He's still in the business of healing. He healed them before the wilderness, healed them in Egypt, and he healed them in the land. So God is the healer. God always heals. Okay, you're with me. Amen. God always heals. Never allow anything to tell you otherwise. God always heals. Hallelujah. God always heals. The God that you trust for your salvation, you should trust him for your healing. Come here, me. The God you trust for your salvation, you should trust him for your healing. If you can't trust God for healing, then why trust him for salvation? Hallelujah. Why trust him for salvation? Amen. Amen. And so I trust God for my healing. Hallelujah. The one who saves me is able to keep me. The one who saves me is able to heal me. Hallelujah. I trust him for my healing. I trust him for my healing. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know that healing is a closer pointer to the fact of redemption. Healing means to put it as it was supposed to be. How was it supposed to be? Man to be well. You see that? Healing means to put it how it was supposed to be. To be healed. And what is salvation? What happens in redemption? Man is how man is supposed to be. Heaven and the earth. Do you see that? So healing is the closest. Healing is the closest to salvation fact. Hope you're following me. Healing is the closest. So if I can't trust God for healing, why trust him for salvation? So I trust God for my healing. Hallelujah. Let's begin to get into a few things today. Remember that? Hallelujah. I trust God for my healing. I trust God for my healing. I trust God for my healing. You learn to say it that way. I trust God for my healing. I trust God for my healing. Glory to God. Some people get into listening to on healing teachings when they are already sick. So it's something you must have around you always. I trust God for my healing. Glory to God. I trust God for my healing. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, most times as believers sometimes, there are some things that we do. And some things that we do before we even deal with some meat.
Right, no.
And some things that we do sometimes that a believer that is sick. And you hear the person's confession. It's like this confession like an unbeliever. No. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Why do I tell you God? See God as your healer. Say God is my healer. You know what? Because your faith, listen, faith. Let me put it like this. Information is very powerful. Let me put it out. Information is very powerful. Very powerful. Very powerful. So you must feed your mind with the right kind of information. Some people have so fed their mind that God is too slow. No, it's a wrong feeling. Hallelujah. It's a wrong feeling. You feed your mind that God is the healer. Not God can be slow sometimes. God can be telling you wait sometimes. God can be telling you no. Amen. Amen. Feed your mind when it comes to healing. God always wants me well. Amen. God always needs me well. God always needs me well. Hallelujah. 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 I said something the last time. I said many a times what some people do is, I call it abracadabra. You go out for healing, for meeting, and then you meet someone who is sick. He's not going to minister healing. You tell the person, get born again first so that you will be healed. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. You can go launch out through and do what? Walk on healing. Hallelujah. Walk on laying hands on that person to be healed. You can lay hands on the person to be healed. And the person will be healed. Don't do that little abracadabra. Call it abracadabra. Be born again first. Like you are doing marketing. To sell the product on time. You quickly push the product to the hand of the person. If anything the person is telling you, sell the product first, buy it first. What about if he gives me, what about if I'm having ulcer? Buy it first. What about if he, buy it first. What about buy it first? No. Hallelujah. Here we go. God is a healing God. Jesus is a healing Jesus. So you say it more often. Hallelujah. Don't have what E.W. Kenyon and Kennedy. E.W. Kenyon, Kennedy, and also Pastor Sherry will call mental ascent. Hallelujah. Mental ascent. People, what they have is just mental ascent. Mental ascent is, it looks like faith, but it's not faith. Hallelujah. Mental ascent. Where you just know, you just easily nod yourself. Oh, I believe it, I believe it. But you're not doing anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Mental ascent, it looks like faith, but it's very dangerous because it's not faith at all. It looks like faith. It looks like active. That tells you are not in your head. It's mental ascent. It's not faith. Hallelujah. Faith will act on information and faith will stay dogged. Hope I don't hear. We'll stay with it. We'll stay with it. We're going to pick out people from scriptures uniquely that we're going to talk about shortly. Hallelujah. Faith. Hallelujah. Mental ascent isn't going to do anything about it. Mental ascent will just, I believe God, I'll be healed. I believe. What are you doing about it? I believe. No. That's not faith. Faith is active. I say it. You're off the time. Amen. Remember, I told us, let me just give us a brief of something. I told us we're going to deal with some myths. That should be next week. Some myths around some things that people do. Can someone take water to be healed? Can someone take this? We're going to be brothers. Hallelujah. 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 So, with the faith is not mental ascent. We just mentally assess to a fact and you really don't believe in it. It looks as if you believe, but you don't believe. That is not faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And also something else, because I gave this example about a brother who was known very well, and he got healed on base there. Got healed on base. He was deaf and dumb. He got healed. And because he got healed, I was shown on national TV. Shown on national TV. What is this? Two. What is it? Three. And he can't hear before. He has passed. He can hear. Yes, sir. Touch me. Do this. He will hear it. I already saw him. Ah, Victor cannot talk. Ah. Oh, live TV. He was shouting. Ah, he cannot talk. Wow. And because of that, everybody thought he was born again. He just baptized him born again because he got healed
yesterday.
No, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. You don't do that. The fact that someone got healed doesn't make you saved. So that takes me to the next verse, to the next thing. Is healing only for believers? Emphatically, no. Okay, yeah, so we're going to look at. But what am I going to say? It was bruised, so I live it. By his stripes. Some people say the stripes were 59. Some people say it was 60 something, to show that that was the number of sicknesses in the world. COVID wasn't there. Amen. Because COVID is part of Jesus' life. There was no COVID in the days of Jesus. So how would they have plugged this? Come on, stop saying nonsense. Stop being scientific about God. Hallelujah. But if I start to wear him, so that's stripes. You think he's king. We're going to look at that. Hallelujah. Not today. We're going to look at that. Hallelujah. Is it really for healing? We're going to check that out. Hallelujah. What people are claiming for healing. People claim a lot of things for healing. Romans 11. Romans, that should be Romans 8:11. For him. With that sense, we are just also in the list. With that sense, we will fertilize your mortal body. That's healing. No problem. We're going to check all that out. Again. But the major thing there is, faith for healing, come on, faith for healing is not just for the believers alone. Hallelujah. An unbeliever can be healed. Can be healed. Can receive healing. Look at the centurion servant. The centurion. Look at the centurion. The centurion wasn't even a Jew. All the people Jesus healed while he was during the incarnation, none of them were saved. Amen. None of them were saved until the resurrection. Hope you're following me. Amen. But look at all of them. Look at people he healed. Blind Bartimaeus. Amen. They said to yourself, if I Jesus have not saved such kind of faith, you have not seen such kind of faith. The centurion came to Jesus. Jesus, the man of God. Jesus, God, the God in flesh, told the centurion, let's go to your house. And the man said, no, sir. My house. He said, me, I am a master. I give a word at my servant's school. He said, master, speak a word. Did you hear that? He was directing Jesus. He was directing the word became man. God became man. No, sir. You don't need to come to your house. No. Just speak. You see, I just have not seen such thing. Because it was man, I have not seen such thing. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. So very vital. So healing is not for the saved alone. So never close your eyes to an unsaved man. And say, no, healing is not for you. You don't give the children bread to dogs. I think Jesus was talking about the woman's son can never be healed again in his life. No, now stop that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Very vital. See, Jesus healed the centurion. Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus. Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood. He healed the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. Go. Very vital. So that means, for you to know that Healing is not for the believers. I just quoted, I just mentioned two scenarios. Open your Bibles to Luke. Luke chapter 8. We're coming here soon. Luke 8 and Matthew 9. We're going to look at that together.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, then let's go. And also something you have to see here is the fact that how we are fit for healing is not fit for salvation for the unsaved. Hallelujah. For the unsaved. Fit for healing is not fit for salvation. So that means, that is why the fact that they receive healing doesn't mean they are saved. Amen. Amen. But for the believer who is born again, who is a man of faith, it's not hard for that man to switch on when it comes to healing power. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. It shouldn't be difficult for you to switch it on. Switch on. Because you are born of faith. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. But the man who is not saved, faith for healing and faith for salvation are the same. Sometimes you have to speak and talk and before, when it comes to the believer, hallelujah, you are a man of faith already. Hallelujah. So you just trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. For the healing. So you don't need to summon it anyhow. No. You are born of faith. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I say I'm born of faith. I don't lack faith.
I don't lack faith.
I'm born of faith.
I'm born of faith.
Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. You don't lack faith. You're born of faith. So, let's see. Let's see. Look at from verses 43. Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house. Luke 8:43. Was on his way to Jairus' house. And a woman. And then for the woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, and has spent all her life, all her living upon physician, never could he be him of any, came behind him and touched the borders of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood was stanched. That is, she was healed. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, who touched me? But Peter. Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude told thee and pressed thee and said thou who touched me. And Jesus said, somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not he, she came trembling and falling before him, and declared unto him before all the people for what cause she has touched him, and how she has been healed immediately. And he said to her daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee well. You see that? Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 9. Matthew has some things recorded there that you need to see. Matthew 9. Look at verse 20. It says, and behold, the woman which was diseased with the issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I would be whole. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said, if I but may touch the hem of his garment. Glory to God. If I but may touch the hem of his garment. That means before now, if you read that part, you read it very well. Look at Mark. Let's see Mark's recording. Mark 5. Mark 5. Look at verse 27. Look at what the woman heard that fulfilled if I touched the hem of his garment. Look at verse 27. That means
she heard of Jesus, which came and pressed behind and touched his garment. You know, we could learn from this. Hallelujah. She heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. I want to throw a contrast here this afternoon. Hallelujah. She heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus. And what did she say? If I thought may touch the hem of his garment. So what did she hear about Jesus? It's very vital. What you hear about Jesus. What now for the man who needs healing, for the believer, what do you hear about your pastor? What do you hear about the man who got healed? What do you hear about fellow believers? Amen. What did you hear? Look at another point again. I want you to take note of what Jesus said to her. He said in verse 34, thy faith has made you whole. Take note of that. But I want to show you something else that happened before now. Now, quickly. Chapter 6, just the next chapter. Just the next chapter, Mark 6. Now look at this. He says, verse 2, and when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, for whence have this man this thing? And for what reason is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works were wrought by his hand? Now, did you see that what was wrought by his hand? Mighty works. That is to say, the head of his miracles, right? Right? But here was what came to their mind. Offense. Verse 3. Is not this the carpenter's son? I mean, is not this the carpenter? Is that? Jesus the carpenter. Is the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simeon. And his sisters not here with us, and they were offended at him. Jesus said the prophet is not without honor in his own country and among his own king and in his own house. And he could yet do no mighty work, save that he laid hands on few sick folks and healed them. Did you see that? He couldn't do mighty works. The same thing now, look at, amen, look up here. Do you remember what the issue of blood heard about Jesus? The same way, because of time, we're going to read Bartimaeus. Amen. I don't want to call him blind Bartimaeus. Let's just call him Bartimaeus. Because he was so blind that blind was added to his name. I wonder what they would now call him but I believe he's a believer that read the Bible afterwards and began to call him blind Bartimaeus. When he began to see, what his name would now be? Blind Bartimaeus. Amen. But let us flow with Bartimaeus. Hallelujah. Look at Bartimaeus. The same thing, he heard Jesus was in town. Did you see that? Jesus was in town. And what did he do? He came out. They said Jesus was passing by. Jesus was in town. And he began to shout, Jesus, that son of David, have mercy on me. Did you see that? Have mercy on me. Jesus, that son of the... When they told you to keep short, the Bible says his voice was louder. Amen? Jesus, that son of David, have mercy on me. Watch that. Hallelujah. Watch that. We're going to create... I'm going to use blind Bartimaeus and the guy who was crippled for about 38 years for next week to do a contrast. Now you see two other things again. Most times, look at how the power of God around you have not been able to sense. Hallelujah. That's the issue with that guy. He was waiting for the stirring of a water, which was a myth. It was a myth. And yet, was Jesus the healer. And he yet still complained. Praise glory to God. That means you can have God's power around you and not be able to notice. Never get too comfortable with a particular kind of ailments. I'm not just saying it to you. I'm saying it to you to tell others. Amen. Don't get comfortable till you begin to now personalize it to your life. Some people are like that. I met someone before, a known person that is blind. You know what he said? Eh? I was sitting in I'll call the name of the person. I was sitting in mommy taker's house. I sat there, and this guy, blind guy.
He came, I'm just talking about how they pressed his eyes. Several ministers, several pastors. He said, Abeg, my destiny has to be blind. In my head, I knew this one is ruled out. I will not go and lay hands. No, now. Amen. Then they were thinking, if pastor will just see this guy, we'll just lay hands and the guy will see. That was me. And in my head, I was like, this can't work. Could it work? Hallelujah. Amen. What was this coming out of his mouth? Amen. You can't get comfortable with it. Hope you're hearing me. Never get comfortable with it. No matter how long you've been with it. I've been with it for 30 years. It's not a reason for you to be comfortable with it. The guy couldn't even recognize Jesus.
We're going to see that. Hallelujah. And we're going to see how to recognize it. Glory to God. To recognize it. How to walk in God.
Look at Jesus. In his hometown, he was done teaching. What do the Bible say? They were offended. Hallelujah. They heard of his mighty words, but they were offended. The one with the issue of blood heard the same thing. Let's put it that way. Similar thing to what they heard. The Bible says because they heard of his mighty words. That means you must have heard of Jesus' mighty words. But what did she say? If I but may touch the hem of his garment. Did you see that? If I but may touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made well. If I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be fine. Did you see that? In fact, I love the way Kenneth Hagin put it. Kenneth Hagin a time ago on the subject of healing. And what he said is, the woman didn't say it once. And when the Greek put it was, she kept on saying it. Hallelujah. She kept on saying it. Just like you keep on saying Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. You must learn to have that atmosphere. I want to put it this way. Permit me to use it like this today. You must learn to create that healing atmosphere around you all the time. Hallelujah. You learn to create it. You must learn to rather carry it everywhere with you. I know I will be healed. And I will touch the hem of his garment. Say she kept talking about it. How about that? She's taking a bit. Yeah, Jesus is coming on the 13th of January. If I will touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming on the 13th of January. If I will touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. It's coming. You know, she kept saying it. If I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. I know I will be healed. I know I will be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Your words will always produce the opportunity. You always produce the opportunity. But here he was in his hometown. They were offended that he was a healer. Never walk in offense. See, let me tell you what offense does to the healing power. It takes it to zero. That's what offense does. It takes it to zero. Offense will blind you that you can't see the power of God work. Hallelujah. That's how dangerous offense is. And that's why it's very dangerous for a believer to walk in offense. Hallelujah. To walk in offense. Never walk in offense. Never allow it to stay. Sometimes it's just really important to keep some details about some people. Some people want to follow, want to know everything about everybody. You want to know everything about him or her. No! No, you can slide into familiarity. You can. You can. The power of God doesn't work in this hollow. The power of God doesn't work in this hollow. And you cannot hold on to a fault. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. Honor does not lead to fault. Say, I'm so walking honor that I feel my honor is a fault. No, honor is not a fault. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. You're always walking honor. Always walking honor. The Bible says a prophet is born without honor even in his own town. They were offended at him. So he couldn't do any mighty work. Just like Jesus Christ. He couldn't do any mighty work. The Bible says he was marveled at their unbelief. So God marvels at unbelief. So how is unbelief known? By words. However, unbelief is sin by works.
The same way faith is known by works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acting on it. Unbelief.
Unbelief. I don't walk in offense. You see, Lord, I don't walk in offense.
Always do, let me, I want to say this. Always do a honor check. Always as a believer, always do a honor check. Do a honor check. Why am I not walking in honor to us? Why am I walking in offense to us?
Mark them and change.
Because you know one thing, you cannot fail who God is going to use. You just gotta make sure you are alright. You don't choose who God uses to heal you. You don't choose who God uses to heal you for healing. No, you don't choose it. Over here, you don't choose who God uses to heal you. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. Hallelujah. You don't choose. You don't choose. So I walk in honor. That's what you say. I walk in honor.
I walk in honor.
I change myself. I walk in honor. I don't walk in offense. I walk in honor. I walk in honor. All this. I walk in honor. All this. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Walking home. So, remember we said faith. Faith. We just looked at faith now. So, okay. So, we said from those two scenarios, with something you must watch is honor, right? Honor. Two people heard the same news, right? I heard the same news. One acted on faith, one on things. The other said things. They walked in honor. Hallelujah. They were offended and they said words. That means I'm going to watch my words. Hallelujah, I'm going to watch my words. I'm going to watch my words. I'm not going to watch, listen, I'm not just going to watch my words when I'm not, when there's sickness, no. I'm going to watch my words before the sickness. Amen. I'm going to watch my words towards God's men, towards God's whom God uses. And ensure that there's no offense. Hallelujah. And I think it was not about faith, it's that faith produces a talk. A talk. You will find it when it comes to faith for healing. You will find whether your man is walking in faith or in unbelief in their words. Watch the words. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to talk. I just want to keep quiet. We are seeing that is not faith. Hallelujah. So faith produces a talk. Faith produces a talk. We're going to look at that. Faith produces a talk. Faith produces a talk. I know I will be healed. I know I will be healed. There are words you mustn't say. There are words you mustn't even say. Amen? There are words you mustn't say. Words like, this is my sickness. This is my disease. No, don't say it. Hallelujah. Don't say words that deny the power of God in sickness. Don't say words like that. Don't say words like that. Don't say words like, ah, this sickness is just new. Even God himself is surprised. Don't say that. This sickness is very new. Even God himself doesn't even have that. Come on, don't say things like that. Hallelujah. I trust the power of God. That's what you just say. I trust God's power. I trust. Just look at the last COVID-19. Hallelujah. Just I trust God's power. I love something I heard about Kenny Hagin. It was told to me by one of my friends today. He said, Kenny Hagin one time, there was a flu in the US. And many people were contacting the flu. Because some people were even dying out of the flu. But he said something. He said, he as Kenny Hagin isn't going to cover his nose.
that is going to trust God, that if he inhales it, he knows why he inhales is the power of God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
If he inhales it, nothing will happen to his system. The system cannot be corrupted. It has the power of God working in him. You know, that is what you should say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I dare trust the power of God. That's what you say. I dare trust the power of God. See, it can be very intense. Maybe the pain is intense, but I trust the power of God. Amen. 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 So, sir, what about a young child? Come on, yes. I want to deal with it quickly. I try to deal with it from an outside angle. I don't deal with it from an inside angle. What about a believer? Someone who is born again and he or she is sick with self. What should the person do? First of all, from John chapter 9, Jesus was asked, who did sin? Now this child was born blind. And Jesus said, neither did the child nor the parents sin. So that means, when a child, let's say a child is born, not just for sickle cell now, but someone who, a child who is born either with a deformity or with a medical illness on birth. First thing, and person has lived through it and now knows God's word. Or you are now the parent. We're going to deal with that. We are having parents grow out of here in years to come. How to deal with some issues too. Hallelujah. A child who is still little and is sick, you're going to have faith for the child. We're going to deal with how to stand in faith for children, stand in faith for loved ones. Some would know. Hallelujah. You could stand in faith for them. If time permits us, as we've gone through this today, we'll talk about that. We're going to deal with the issue of children who were born with clinical issues and now are grown. Hallelujah. I saw someone who was really getting comfortable with that situation because she was born paralyzed from birth. And the person is always posting online. And from her post online, you see that she has come to that point where she now believes she can never walk in her life. No. Some people, they were born blind. And they feel they can never see again. I remember telling a dear brother of ours years back, around 2008 or 2009, I was telling him, he was born blind, I was telling him, sir, okay, no, I had 2012, because I was in Abuja that day, walking towards Federal Secretary. I had to drop along the way, so I went to that bus because I was on call with him, and I'm going to walk. So I was walking now, and we were on call. And at that point, it was in Nasarawa, so we kept talking. I told him, see, he was already talking this, my destiny, not my sister. Then he said, no, Pastor, no, I'm not going to serve God. That's what I was telling him, I'm going to serve God. But I just feel, I said, no, sir. I said, bro, look at me. I tell you today, you will look up to the sky and see the color of the sky. You will know, before you leave this earth, you will know the color of the sky. I was just trying to ginger him. So you know the color of the sky. You will see it. It's not that your children, you will not say, my children will see it and tell me the color. I said, no, you will see it yourself. You will see the sun. That scorches you, whether you will see it. And then you will see the sun. You will see the moon and the stars. You will not just be told in your stories. And you are imagining how it is. You will know what any color blue is and color black. You will know it. That's what I told you. Hallelujah. I trust God. Anytime I talk to you, I say, see, remember what I told you. You will see that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you must understand that fact. Now, for a child like who was born sickle cell, who was born blind, I mean, those are medical issues. Now, the first thing you must do, if you are in that condition, not talking to us here alone, talking to those who later listen to me. Hallelujah. The years to come. And talking to you who later might meet people like this. Glory to God. First of all, one thing you must let them know, and you must see, is the fact that God didn't make you that way. God's plan wasn't for you to come to the earth that way. What about you already? So, some of them feel, this is how God wants me to live my life. To just die prematurely. Hallelujah. Amen. Childbirth, when it comes to childbirth, is within the father and the mother. Hallelujah. It's your parent that should reproduce.
Amen. So along the line, because they were to reproduce, along the line they can have clinical or medical faults. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like sickle cell is a hormonal disorder. Is it hormonal now? It's a genetic disorder or genetic issue. Hormonal issue might be the ones that will that are, let's say, tomboy and the rest. Might be hormonal. That might be hormonal. Maybe those who have there's this stuff that they call people that I'm trying to remember all these things again. These people went to see at
Down syndrome.
Some people are more milder than that. In that one is about pronunciation. They don't pronounce word well. Autism. Some people have autism and all those things like that. See, first of all, you must understand the fact that those are genetic issues that can be explained by science. Do you understand me? But you know, when there is a mistake in those things, when there are mistakes in those things that none affect how you were born. Some people were born with a deformed heart. They now affect how you were born. See, the truth there is God wasn't involved in that. It was a medical condition. Hallelujah. And God's plan, God has set things in motion, but yet He offers a solution in healing. Did you see that? Okay, hear me. God offers a solution in healing. Okay, hear me. So God offers a solution in healing. So the fact that you were born with a disorder doesn't mean you can't be healed. It doesn't matter how many years you stayed in a disorder. Don't be following me. It doesn't matter how many years doctors have given to you that you can live. It doesn't matter the amount of months you have left to live. As far as you're hearing my voice, there is healing in Christ. Hope you're hearing me. There's healing in Christ. God doesn't want you, the fact that you are born a sickle cell, God doesn't want you to remain sickle cell forever. Obey Yahweh. Glory to God. The fact that you were born with a genetic crisis doesn't mean God wants you to die with a genetic crisis or to live forever with a genetic crisis. There's a solution in Christ. That is the healing power. You can trust God for the healing power. Hallelujah. Amen. Always learn to make men see that God wasn't involved. That's what Jesus did. Who seen that this child was born blind? That question had two factors to it. What was the factor? Was it the father or the mother that sinned? So that was why God made them blind. Did you see that? Or made him blind. But Jesus said, neither did the father nor mother do anything. Neither did the guy or the parents do anything. So that means God is not involved. He now said that I may walk the walk of he that sent me while he's dead. Did you see that? Hallelujah. The night is coming when no man shall walk. Then he went ahead and healed the guy and continued his work. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God isn't involved. Make sure you make men know, see, that don't rub God into those things. You can't rub God in them. Because God always provides a solution. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. 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 On the side. Why on earth did we not start having genetic ASAA, genotype, whatever? It's a simple question. Science has the answer. Someone asked me that yesterday. Say, if it's not God, there are causes of people who are born in another one here, another one is it? I said, it's not very simple. They were how? I said, go back to history. You see that? It's very simple. And I said, just here. Was the generations or if the forefathers of the Chinese see them today, don't worry, I'm not going to say this one,
But if the forefather of the Chinese and the Japanese see their people today, they will be shocked. They say, these are your generations. And they say, ah, how did their eyes begin to close?
Amen? Amen? Because they didn't leave them that way. They were not that way. Was it God that now made them to have stunted growth, some of them? No, it wasn't God. Amen? Okay, you hear me? It wasn't God. So never bring God into it at all. Are you hearing me? Amen. Genetics is man. So don't bring God in it. But God provides the solution. Hope you're hearing me. God provides the solution. There's an answer in Christ. There's the healing in Christ. Say there's the healing in Christ.
There's the healing in Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want any man hear it. I didn't say some men. I didn't say believers. God doesn't want any man. Any man. God doesn't want any man to live in sin. That's how compassionate God is. God doesn't like. God can't stand it. I say that a whole lot. God can't stand a man in sickness. Look at Jesus. We want to see that next week. The man at by the poolside waiting for a meat. An angel to come and stir up water. How? You see what they say? There's a black water in Enugu. If you enter there, you'll be healed. I said, there's a river beside that has come to Enugu. There's something wrong with your brain. Hallelujah. That an angel will come and stir the water. That was a meat. Okay, help me. That was a typical meat. And we're going to deal with that, right? I said we're going to do that next week. Hallelujah. That was a typical meat. And then it's Jesus. Was he talking to the guy? The guy was just talking A to Z. Talking out of point. What do you want me to do for you? No one is here to push me inside the water. You're not blind though. You can see that it's Jesus. I said, I just want to hire you for 1 hour. They said the angel is coming today. So just stand by my side so you can throw me. No now. Hallelujah. No now. Hallelujah. But the Bible says Jesus had compassion on him. See that? That is, he was moved to heal him. Jesus had compassion, moved to heal him. So God always wants to see men heal. God wants to see men well. God wants to see men well. Amen. So you in your head, don't restrict it to Christians alone. No, God wants to see all men well. All men well. Heal. In sound health. God wants them well. God wants them well. God wants them well. And he offers that solution in Christ. That is the healing power. Hallelujah. That's the healing power. That's the healing power. The healing power. The healing power. Glory to God. Glory to God. God offers us that. I hope you hear me. God offers us that. He offers us that in Christ. Healing. Healing. And has given it to us as his children to walk the earth healing men, causing them to be healed. Hallelujah. Doing signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The word of last week I was not around. I'm going to extend it to my one. So we're going to have it till first week of February. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hope you heard me. That we can round up well. We can round up very well. So we'll begin to get to the end of the teaching by next week. Then offer week, I'm going to teach us something. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So God offers us that in Christ. He offers us that in Christ. To have men healed. Have men healed. Not just get them saved, which is very good, which is the primary. Also have them healed. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. That's what we'll spend the last week talking about. Have men healed. It's an attitude we must have. With the healing power. Hallelujah. We'll have the right attitude. God walks through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Let me not pick up the next one so that because of time we'll take everything next week. Hallelujah. So God wants them healed. He wants the sickle cell healed. He wants the Down syndrome healed. The autist healed. He wants them healed. He wants them healed. He wants those with critical medical illness healed. He wants those with medically ruled out illness healed. Hallelujah. God wants them healed. Yes, God has been doing it. He's still doing it. And he will continue to do it. Remember I told us last time that healing never stopped, right? He showed us. Hallelujah. Healing never stopped. All through scripture. There was never a time they went on break when it comes to healing. Someone said after the book of Acts, God now stopped healing. Because you don't find it in Ephesus. Because you don't understand the arrangement of scriptures. The epistles were written alongside the book of Acts. Hallelujah. The events in the book of Acts happened alongside when the epistles were written. Hope you're hearing me. So the book of Acts will carry the event of the healing. The epistles will write the instructions of the apostles towards the local church. Hallelujah. But we have that task to flow with God's healing power. Hallelujah. We have that task to see that men are healed. Hallelujah. And also we ourselves to seek healing for ourselves, our loved ones, our men around us. Jesus offers it. So this week, once we get into this week, you're not just going to talk about it. You're going to say it more and pray about it more. Hallelujah. Talk about it, rather. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about it. Right? Please, I trust that we'll pray about it for what I want to say then. We're going to talk about it. We are going to listen to more music on healing. You know what we are doing this week? We are creating a healing atmosphere all through the week. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. As we fast and pray, we're going to make sure we carry the healing atmosphere. Amen. And then watch out for things that will happen out before, towards you, around you. Hallelujah. You see, men will get to you and will tell you, I was having this condition, but the moment as we're talking, I can't really feel it anymore. Don't get into any boost. Take note of those things. Hallelujah. Somebody is telling you, I don't know, I'm feeling this way. Just interact with the person normal. Don't get into praying. There's something I need you to do. Don't get into praying. Just make sure you are always listening and talking about healing. Right? Make sure. Because that is the healing atmosphere you're creating. Watch. Just engage the person in thought. Just have that talk and have that. But you are conscious of the power of God. Right? Before you leave the person, ask the person, how are you feeling? Let the person give you a response. Hallelujah. Because this week, men will come in contact with the healing power of God through you. They will come in contact with God's healing power through you. They will come in contact. And they will be healed. Hallelujah. So you're going to be very conscious of it. Very conscious of it. Hallelujah. It's the healing power. Don't wait to be sick to talk about healing. Don't wait to be sick to talk about God's power. Talk about God's power for now. Talk about God's power always. Listen to his healing song. We have like three healing songs. The healing string. Right? Jesus. We have a song on Jesus the healer. Right? Huh? Jesus is here. He's here today. He's here today. Right? They will have songs like that. We have songs from St. Community Church on healing. Listen to songs. Hallelujah. Create that atmosphere around you. Amen. For some of us, you feel it too strong. Hallelujah. You feel it too, you would know, you would sense that atmosphere so strong. That you, this you. But don't stop it. Keep listening to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes it will be with people on phone. They call you up and you're having a conversation. And say, I don't know the way I'm feeling. Just continue your conversation. Just tell the person you'll be healed. Continue your conversation on what you're talking about. Before you call, make sure you ask the person, how are you feeling now? Hallelujah. Amen. Men will catch that healing power through us and they will be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The healing strength is working everywhere. The healing power is working everywhere.